On this Thursday, we're now joined by Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thank you so much for being with us. Today is the final late planting date in the bulk of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, for soybeans. And at this point now, everybody pretty much in the Corn Belt at least has passed their final planting date for that crop, though they'll keep running for a while. What does the weather look like between now and, I don't know, the next 10 days or so?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of rain in the forecast. It seems like we talk about this every single week, and this week is no different. We do have another rain system that's going to approach Illinois later on tomorrow, and especially tomorrow night and Saturday, and then we'll see more rain on Sunday and Monday. Basically, several systems are going to move through one after another. And even though it's possible for parts of the state to escape this, we think that most of the Corn Belt is going to see 1 to 2 inches, with locally more than that over the next 4 to 5 days. So it's going to turn wetter before it starts to dry out.
What are the wettest areas across the Corn Belt, in your opinion?
Well, to start with, everybody has been wetter than normal. So there's really no area that you can look at and say, hey, they're doing great. If there is one section that is doing better than others, it's most likely from eastern Nebraska through the western areas of Iowa, because they managed to miss out on some of these big rains over the last 4 to 6 weeks. Probably the worst areas are from northern Missouri through the northwest third of Illinois, kind of that area that you were driving in, as I saw on Twitter earlier in the week. That was kind of the eastern edge of that, so pretty much from Bloomington and more so to the west. That's probably one of the worst areas. But again, everybody has been in on this. Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, certainly Kansas. And that, you know, we didn't even mention Illinois and Missouri again. So just pretty much everybody has some level of problem here. Just a matter of how severe.
Will we have a change in the pattern?
Well, the pattern is going to change starting on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we will see some different weather finally in 5 to 7 days from now. We'll see a big warm-up. Temperatures will start popping into the 80s across most of the Corn Belt, and then we'll start to see 90s from Nebraska south. It's a little more typical of late June and early July. And some areas will even end up warmer than normal, and that's primarily from low temperatures that will only bottom out in the mid-60s to low 70s. So it's going to be a lot different in a week from now. We will see some thunderstorms with that setup, but for the most part, rain chances will be lower than the way they have been. So we think that when we're talking in a week from now, we'll be talking about how much warmer it is and how there still are some nuisance thunderstorms around, but that the coverage and scope of these storms won't be as nearly as great as what they have been.
Evaporation rates will be fast enough to dry some soils out at that point?
Well, that's a great question. I think the bigger problem with even thinking about that is that these soils are saturated going very, very far down. And that's just because it's been so wet. Keep in mind, January through June is likely to have been the wettest in more than 125 years across the 7-state region of the Corn Belt. And we can go even further back in time, start last June and go through this June. And again, it's the wettest in more than 125 years in that period, and by a huge margin, by more than 4 inches from the next wettest, that was in 2010 and 2011, and somewhat similar to the Great Mississippi Flood period of 1926 to 27. So, yeah, it is going to improve. I think maybe it won't dry out that quickly because of all the water we just talked about, but certainly warmer weather will help crops start to grow a little bit faster, which is, of course, another one of the issues that we have to deal with as well this season.
It just sounds like it's going to be a messy summer.
Yeah, I mean, one of the questions that I have been getting a lot is this: what is going to be the ideal situation to get out of this problem? And there's no clear-cut answer. I mean, normally what you would like is for temperatures to turn very cool in July and for a lot of rain to fall. Of course, if that were to happen this year, we'd start flooding more of the crop and it wouldn't be a great scenario. But we'd still do want it to stay cool. I mean, you can argue that the warmer weather next week, as we discussed, is probably a good situation and will help things to start moving along. And even if that lasts into the first 5 to 7 days of July, you come to the same conclusion. That's probably not a bad thing. The only way it becomes a problem is if it starts to last beyond July 10th 12th, 13th, maybe July 15th. If we start seeing very warm temperatures at that point in time, then all of a sudden you're going to want that heat to start backing off. So it's just a really complex scenario, but in general, the same rules still apply. You don't want a big heat wave at pollination. You don't want a big heat wave while soybeans are filling, and you want soil moisture to stay approximately normal. So however we can make that happen, that would be the best case scenario.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great one.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather.